接着我们读经，今天的经文是来自创世纪的十二章十至十三节，和十三章一至十三节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 to 13, and chapter 13, verses 1 through 13.
我们先读中文，又再读英文。
We will first read this together in Cantonese and then in English.
创世纪十二章第十节，一起读。那地遭遇饥荒，因饥荒甚大，亚伯兰就下埃及去，要在那里暂居。将近埃及，就对他妻子撒来说：我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人。埃及人看见你，必说这是他的妻子，他们就要杀我，却叫你存活。求你说你是我的妹子，使我因你得平安，我的命也因你存活。亚伯兰带着他的妻子如罗德，并一切所有的，就都从埃及上南地去。亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多，他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和艾的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告耶和华的名。与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷，那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。当时迦南人与比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人和罗德的牧人相争。亚伯兰就对罗德说：你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。遍地不都在你眼前么？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原直到所以都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭所多玛、俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的原子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到所多玛。所多玛人在耶和华面前最大恶极。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 10. Let us read this all together in English. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while, because the famine was severe. As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife Sarah, I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, This is wife. Then they will kill me, but will let you live. Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev, he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. From Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, but the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herders and Lot's. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at that time. So Abram said to Lot, Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan toward Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
God bless the reading and hearers of His word.
牧师今日传讲信息嘅题目系从恐惧到信靠。
Pastor Mac's message is titled From Fear to Trust.
Good morning, everyone.
今日我行入嚟，我被提醒，今日系一个细路女嘅生日。
I just want to remind everyone that today is the birthday of a young lady.
啊，即系喺九年嚟咧，真系好奇妙，神系点样样保守佢嘅生命
？How amazingly God had protected her nine years throughout her life.
啊，从佢出世。
From her birth to now.
正如我们人生都高过高高低低的时候。
Just as life, we go up, we have ups and downs.
那里真的很多事情我们可以去感谢神。
There are so much that we can thank God for.
我们每天都学习那个功课，就是怎样去由恐惧当中学习去信靠神。
That we learn daily the lesson of how to trust the Lord from fear.To trust.
我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我哋每一个生命都系从你而嚟。
That every life comes from you.
多谢主你每一日嘅看顾保守。
Lord, thank you for your daily provision and protection.
更加我哋求主你从我哋今日嘅亚伯拉罕嘅生命嘅里面，更多学习到点样去信靠你。
That today we can learn from the life of Abram how we can rely and trust in you.
求主你祝福。
Lord, may you bless us.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray all these in our Christ, Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
神俾人我哋每一个呼召咧，都好令人兴奋同埋带有挑战性嘅。
The call of God is filled with excitement, and it is a challenge to us.
但是神并没有呼召这个超级英雄呢去进入他的国。
But God did not call a superhero to go into his kingdom.
神呼召的就是罪人来到他面前领受他的恩典。
But God calls sinners to come before him to receive his grace.
我们以为亚伯拉罕既然是信心的伟人的时候
，So we think, Abraham is the father of faith.
他做每一件事都好，应该讨神喜悦的啦。
That everything that he does must be very pleasing to God.
不是啊，亚伯拉罕仲系好似你同我一样。
No, Abraham is just like you and me.
但是在一个失败的 mess up 的里面。
But when he messes up, when he fails,
神俾怜悯去挽回同埋饶恕。
God in His mercy saves him and forgives him.
直到佢能够系再站起嚟喺信心嘅里面去成长。
that he can once again stand up and grow in faith.
我而家先回顧上一次所講嘅，我曾點樣起先俾亞伯蘭啊，即係亞伯拉罕之前嗰個名啊，佢俾亞伯蘭嗰個呼召。
Let us now look back at how God called Abram.
啊，喺第十二章第一到第三節咁樣啊，神同亞伯蘭咁樣講。
In chapter 12, verses 1 and 3.
你要離開本地、本族、本家。往我所要指示你的地去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒助你的，我必咒助他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
The Lord has said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household.And go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
这个呼召为什么要这么重要呢？
Why is this calling so important?
这个整个呼召勾画出，outline 出了整个神在亚伯拉罕身上的计划。
Because this whole calling outlines the plan that God has for Abram.
你说亚伯兰都不知道，他要行几耐，不知要行到边度。
Abram did not know where he was going, how far it was going to be.
直到当他来到自荐那个地方的时候
，Only when he came upon Shechem，
即系喺个迦南地，佢啱啱喺中间个地方嘅时候
，It is the land of the middle of the land of Canaan。
神终于嘅再向亚伯兰去显现话：，系啦，你嚟到啦，嚟到呢个地方啦。
And God again appeared to Abram and said, "This is the place."
第七節他說耶和華向亞伯蘭顯現說，我就是要將這個地方賜給你的後裔。
And in verse 7, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, To your offspring I will give this land.
亞伯蘭就在這個住滿了拜偶像的迦南人這個地方的裡面，去為耶和華築一個壇。
And in the land of Canaan, where these are all worshipped,idol worshippers, Abram set an altar to worship the Lord.
他一来就在那里去敬拜，去感谢他的神。
On one hand, he was to worship and thank God.
二来他就说他不去用当地迦南人那些祭坛来敬拜神，就要表示出这个他那信的神是多么的不同。
AndBy not worshiping the Lord in the altar that were built by the Canaanites, he showed how much trust he had in his God.
他宣告，在这里宣告，这个地是属于耶和华的。
He proclaimed that this land belonged to Yahweh.
你看到亚伯兰，他一家人的很公开，也很集体的跟他敬拜神。
And you see that Abram and his family openly, together, worship God. The whole land belongs to God, and we are his creator. I would think that his entire family exceed the number that we have here.As his family worshipped, and just like when we worship, this corporate worship becomes a very strong testimony to the community surrounding them.
但跟住亚伯兰就面对一个好严峻嘅考验。
But then Abram faced a very serious test.
呢个考验系令到亚伯兰好担心同埋好惊。
This test became a worry and a fear for Abram.
啊，佢好惊佢个生命去受到威胁。
He was so afraid that his life would be threatened.
啊，第十节佢咁样讲话，那地遭遇饥荒，啊，因为饥荒咁大，亚伯兰就下埃及去，要在那里暂住。
And in verse 10 it says, Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while, because the famine was severe.
因为没有食, 对当地人来说是非常之, 会使人饿死的。
One can starve when you have nothing to eat.
而去埃及这个地方更加带来令他更加害怕的事情。
But going to Egypt would bring forth something that Abram was even more afraid of.
究竟是什么事呢?
What was that?
在他去埃及之前，他一定听过很多关于埃及的故事。
So before he went down to Egypt, he must have heard stories about Egypt.
在他由吾尔一路地行这条路上来这里的时候，他一定听很多他同行的人讲很多关于埃及的事情。
During his journey there, he must have heard many people talking about Egypt.
埃及那里很丰富的。
Oh, Egypt is so fertile.
那里有个尼罗河去浇灌它的地方，所以土地很肥沃的。
And the soil is so rich because of the river Nile.
有很多的农产品可以做食物。
There are also a lot of produce that you can use as food.
以前我们在迦南地大家一起饿死的时候。
So instead of starving to death in Canaan,
很自然和合理的决定就去埃及地了。
It seemed so natural and reasonable to go to the land of Egypt.
第二，有很多人也都说那里的法老王和人他们的道德的观念很差的。
And also, other things they heard was about the Pharaoh.
尤其他们听他见到那些很美丽的妇人的时候。
The negative reports that they heard was especially when the Pharaoh sees beautiful women.
哎呀，他们会杀了他的丈夫，拿走他来做他老婆的。
That the Pharaoh would kill the spouse of that beautiful woman and would take her as his wife.
在他行緊去埃及呢個路上嘅時候，亞伯蘭越諗就越驚啊。
So Abram became increasingly fearful.
但佢好驚佢自己失去咗佢自己嘅性命。
He was very afraid that he would lose his own life.
佢諗到一條佢以為好聰明嘅計仔。
So he thought of a plan which he thought was very clever.
但係一條其實係好愚蠢、係好荒謬嘅計。
But actually, it was a very foolish and absurd plan.
他老婆撒來，叫說不要說謊，說不是他老婆，說是他妹。
He told his wife Sarah to not tell people that she was his wife, but she was his sister.
雖然撒來真是他那個同父異母的妹。
But technically, Sarah was a sister from a different mother.
但是一个很故意去讲漏的，那些最重要的那样东西，其实这个都是一个大话。
But Abram intentionally omitted something very important, and that became a lie.
跟着看到这个大话带来一个很大的麻烦。
And that snowballed into something very, very troublesome.
聖經講過65歲嘅撒來咧，佢真係好靚嘅。
The Bible tells us that 65-year-old Sarah was indeed beautiful.
佢吸引咗法老王嘅注意力。
She attracted the attention of the Pharaoh.
佢真係去派人啦，去將佢帶咗去王宮嘅裡面。
So Pharaoh sent her to the palace.
就喺呢個亞伯蘭一個自以為聰明。
So in this plan that Abram thought was clever,
話為咗生存啊，好好自然嘅，好合理嘅講呢啲大話嘅裡面。
In thinking that he could survive by lying.
啊，如果唔係神大能嘅手喺干涉其中嘅時候。
If not for the almighty hand of God who intervened,
不单止差点带来亚伯兰和撒来的名誉受到羞辱，
not only would the reputation of Abram and Sarah be destroyed,
并且差点破坏了神的应许，
and Abram almost ruined God's plan.
如果是这样的时候，神了应许的后代在哪里来呢？
Because if it had happened negatively, where would the descendants that was promised to Abram come from?
刚才我说差点，就是因为神是一个有大能的主权。
Before I use the word almost, because in God, everything is sovereign.
人的软弱并不能够拦阻到神的旨意得到成全。
The flaw of men cannot stop and thwart God's will.
咁当初究竟系乜嘢驱止亚伯兰唔留喺神所俾佢应许嘅之地咧
？So what motivated or drove Abram to leave the promised land of Canaan?
又是什么驱使到亚伯兰去讲大话去隐瞒撒来的真正的身份呢
？And what drove Abram to lie about the real status of Sarah？
佢个理论佢 rationale 就系话，如果系佢真系好信服神嘅呼召留喺呢个应许之地嘅时候
，So Abram's rationale was if he truly obeyed God and just stayed in this promised land of Canaan。
同埋佢喺埃及嗰时候做一个诚实嘅人
，or that he would be an honest person when he was in Egypt。
佢就谂啦，佢同佢家人嗰个生命就会受到危险啦。
So Abram thought that his life and the lives of his household would be at risk。
啊，你见到嘛？这个饥荒正暴露咗亚伯拉罕嘅嗰个心。
So do you see?This famine actually exposed Abram's heart. It exposed what Abram trusted. He loved his own security and protection more than he loved God. He loved himself more than he relying on God.
佢忘记咗，佢所侍奉嘅神系大过嘅，佢所遇见嘅困难。
He forget that the God that he worships is so much greater than reality.
佢忘记咗呢位好丰富嘅神所俾佢嘅应许。
And he forgot this fruitful God's promise to him.
虽然在这个地方没有出产会有饥荒
，though this
这个地方没有出产，同埋会有饥荒
，though the land of Canaan had no natural produce and famine is there，
神系仍然会信实嘅供应同埋保存佢哋嘅生命
，but God would still be faithfully。Providing for them and protecting them.
就算係佢出咗迦南地去到埃及
，So even if they leave the land of Canaan and arrive to Egypt,
亚伯兰你都应该信靠神大能嘅手可以保护到佢。
Abram should have trusted God's almighty hand, which could protect him.
因为神曾经去应许过佢
，Because God had promised him.
曾经许过佢话佢个妻子，佢同埋佢妻子嘅后代个里面能够成为大国，系咪啱读过
？Because God had promised that his and Sarah's descendants would become a great nation.
無論佢去到邊度好，凡嗰啲咒助你嘅，啊神都會咒助佢。
No matter where he went, those who cursed them would be cursed.
亞伯蘭呢次去到埃及嘅地方，聖經冇記載到佢曾經去求問過神。
And the decision of going to Egypt did not, was not described in the Bible that Abram ever sought the decision, the will of God.
神嗰个缄默表示佢对神对呢整件嘅事情系唔赞同。
The silence of God represented that God did not, agree with what Abram had decided.
好明显呢个唔系神嗰个旨意。
And it was not the will of God.
但亚伯兰因住佢嘅害怕。
But due to Abram's fear,
他要将佢整个事情揸喺佢自己嘅手里面去自作主张。
He put the matters into his own hand.
因为佢害怕失去咗佢咗珍贵嘅安全同埋保障。
Because he was afraid to lose his own safety and security.
因为佢咁样害怕失去咗呢个分辨呢个试验嗰个好坏嗰个能力。
And because of that fear, it obscured the ability for him to discern right and wrong.
因住这个害怕，佢失去咗保护同埋爱护佢嘅妻子嗰个承诺。
Because of his fear, he forgot his promise, his vow to protect his wife.
而且因为害怕，使到神俾佢嗰个致命啊，即系或者使万族因佢得福呢个致命，佢受到损害。
And because of his fear, the mission that God gave him, that he be the ancestor of numerous descendants, that had been put into jeopardy.
你见到法老亦都法老同埋佢嘅一家都因为佢嘅咁样样嘅行为而受到灾难。
Because of what Abram did, it affected the Pharaoh and the Pharaoh's household.
当我哋咁样睇亚伯兰嘅生平嘅时候，我哋觉得点？我哋去有时可能我哋会耻笑佢，点解你咁蠢噶
？So when we look at this biography of Abram so far, we would say, "Oh, how stupid can he be?"
但系其实呢啲事情都发生喺我哋每一个人嘅身上。
But actually, these kinds of things happens to all of us.
发生喺我哋嘅家庭、我哋嘅工作、喺我哋嘅每一个生活嘅里面。
In our families, in our work, in our daily living.
譬如话我要得到我哋嘅同学嘅接纳同埋认同嘅时候。
And for example, when we wanted to have the acceptance of our peers,
为咗要得到我上司嘅赞许嘅时候
，or the accolades of our superior，
或者我要保持同某一个人嗰个关系嘅时候
，or to maintain a relationship，
就因为我哋害怕，好害怕，我哋好惊我哋失去咗头先讲我哋讲嗰啲嘢嘅时候。
And when we are in fear of losing what we had just talked about,
这个害怕使到我哋唔能够作出一个正确而且荣耀神嘅决定。
That fear would prevent us from making the right decision, a decision that would please the Lord.
亚伯兰嗰个决定的确系一塌糊涂，一个 mess.
So indeed, the decision of Abram was very messy.
是圣经讲是神 有恩典有怜悯。
The Bible tells us that God is filled with grace and mercy.
神插手去并且挽回亚伯兰。
He intervened and he rescued Abram.
虽然整件事亚伯兰得到很多的财物。
And after this whole incident,Abram even attained more properties.
但呢个唔系定唔系话俾我哋话好似有个借口系我咁睇下几好我哋就去做啲坏嘅决定。
But this should not be an excuse for us to say, oh, so that worked for him, then maybe we should do the same. But this totally was based upon our sovereign Lord's grace.
圣经记载这个信心的伟人，他其实同你同我一样的。
So Abram, the father of faith, actually is just like you and me.
不同的就是当他失败的时候，他们没有去跌倒。
The difference is when he failed, he did not fall.
当他们悔改，来到回到神面前。
He repented and returned to God.
求过他的名和恳求去摇转。
To call on God's name and to ask for forgiveness.
看13章，第一节就讲他说亚伯兰他家人和罗德回到他的迦南地里面。
So in verse 1 of chapter 13, we see that Abram and his nephew Lot, their families went up to Negev.
回到他起初去祝坛去求告神那个地方的里面。
And they returned to that same place when Abram built an altar.
亚伯兰在那里学到一个功课。
Abram learned a lesson here.
他从现在他重新的再开始。
That he would again start over.
在第十三章的作者都记载了另一件事，都证明了亚伯兰真的学到神了给他的功课。
And in chapter 13, Moses authored that another incident to show that Abram indeed had learned his lesson.
当亚伯兰和他的侄罗德回到伯特利的时候，
When Abram and his nephew Lot went back to Bethel,
有解经家，他说很保守的估计，他们那里有差不多成千人。
And it was estimated that, that the two households had over 1,000 people.
他今次的问题是什么呢？
So this time, what was the problem?
他的问题不是说饥荒甚大没食物。
This time it was not famine, it was not about food.
今次问题是说他的财物和他的增畜很多。
The Bible tells us that they had lots of properties, lots of herds and cattle.
多到他不能够聚在一起同居。
They had so many of them that they couldn't live together.
他们之间的牧人也在拗叫争争。
And there were quarrels among their own herdsmen.
虽然很多人的敬拜带来一个很有力的见证。
Even though they had, and the worship of the many in their households had become a good testimony.
但在当地的迦南人和比利洗人面前，他在那里争争，在那里拗叫的时候，实在不是一个好的见证。
But the quarrel among the herdsmen was not definitely not a good witness among those people who were Canaanites and Perizzites.
并且伤害了他叔侄之间一个家庭的和谐。
And it also made a disharmony among an uncle and his nephew.
亚伯兰他提出，不如我们分开啦。
So Abram suggested that he and Lot separate.
而且让他的晚辈罗德去拣先行去哪一道。
And he deferred the choice to his nephews in terms of where to go.
如果以亚伯兰他以前那个这么怕失去保障和生命的本性，
If this was Abram from before, where he was afraid about the security in life,
他一定会抢着去拣那个肥沃又不会有饥荒的地方。
Abram then would have chosen a place that seemed fertile and that he wouldn't have the problem of famine.
但是亚伯兰他放弃他做长辈的权利。
But Abram now had given up the right of him having the status of an uncle.
他用爱心去体贴罗德的需要。
He had compassion and love toward the needs of Lot.
因为他上一次的功课今次亚伯兰用个信心去相信神嗰个应许。
Because of the lesson learned, Abram now exhibited faith in God.
所以能够睇到亚伯兰好慷慨嘅俾罗德去先去拣。
So that enabled Abram to generously give the choice to Lot.
因为他相信神所给过他的应许。
Because Abram believed in God's promise to him.
他在他眼目注目在神所给他在天上的产业的应许。
And his sight was focused on the heavenly treasure.
以致他能够放弃他那个拥有地上的利益的权利。
So that he was able to give up the rights and the benefits on earth.
一个物质的丰富真的是一个试验。
Indeed, prosperity or material possessions can be a temptation.
物质的丰富好考验到一个人的属灵的品格的成熟。
Prosperity can test one'sspiritual maturity.
但其实我们很少人会介意有这个所谓物质丰富的考验。
Because not many of us would mind having this test of prosperity.
总比好贫穷没东西吃好啊。
It's so much better than being poor and having nothing to eat.
但我们不会以为一个以丰富为我们的渴望的偶像会是一个问题来的。
So we don't think that it is a problem when we treat prosperity as our idol.
譬如说当我在学校我很努力读书我拿 A 的时候。
So when I study hard and I get all A's,
当我们去升职去顺利的时候。
As we get promotions in our job and everything going smoothly,
我们以为都是靠我的努力啦。
So we often think, oh, that is because I worked hard.
我们以为我们这个追求成功这个偶像在祝福我们啦。
So we think that, oh, you know, this idol that we chase after so diligently is blessing me.
我们不需要去牧师道求帮助啦。
So we don't need the help of God.
我不觉得我需要去祈祷啦。
We feel that we don't need to pray.
或者不需要神的了。
Maybe I don't even need God.
但是不知道这些看来好像很美美的余力。
But we forget when we look at what seems to be quite edible and tasty, this kind of bait.
这就是隐藏了撒旦放在背后那个的原因。
It actually conceals what Satan had put behind the bait, a hook.
真的，你看到罗德，正是一步一步的走向这个眼目的情欲的试探。
Indeed, you see how Lot, step by step, had gone closer and closer to his sensual temptation.
第十节，你看到罗德，他举目他看见这个撒旦河那个团平原的平原一直到所以都是一个很滋润的地那个地方在耶和华未灭佐多玛和俄摩拉以前呢他就好像耶和华的原子一样也都好像埃及地一样。
So in verse 10, Lot looked up and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt toward Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
當羅德舉目去望的時候,
so when Lot looked up,
就好像在創世記第三章第六節，講到在伊甸耶和華的那個伊甸園的裡面,
it echoes what was in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 in the Garden of Eden.
當時夏娃正是面對蛇給她的試探,
and at that time, Eve was facing the temptation of the serpent.
夏娃也是舉目去看,
and Eve also looked up.
她看見撒旦暗示給她看那棵樹啊,
and he looked up and he and she saw what Satan wanted to show her, this tree.
那棵樹那些果啊,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,好,
It is desirable by sight.
啊, 吃了啊, 还使人有智慧添。
And after you eat it, you will retain wisdom.
啊, 羅德的選擇, 啊, 亦都是基於他眼所看見。
And the choice of Lot was based on sight.
啊, 看見那些外表看來很繁榮, 能够满足我们内心的渴求, 啊, 的安全和保障。
He looked at things that seemed prosperous and it could afford us this security.
啊, 而且从经济的角度来看, 啊, 这个地方真的是充满着机会的一个地方来的。
From an economic point of view, this land is filled with opportunities.
是不是很熟悉呢?好像我们要搬来一个大城市,城市我们都是这样想的嘛?
And that seems familiar, isn't it? When we move into a big city, we often think that way.
啊, 羅德說他不會留在這個只能夠依靠雨水的這個其實有饑荒的這個山地。
So Lot thought that he didn't want to stay in a land where he had to depend on the rainfall.
啊, 如果不是當日亞伯蘭說要走的時候,
And if not for that time when Abram wanted to leave,
啊, 羅德真的很想留在那個土地肥沃的埃及裡面。
Lot really wanted to stay within this fertile land in Egypt.
啊, 如果留在那裡,那我們就不會餓死咯。
So Lot thought that they would never starve to death if they stayed there.
啊, 但不要緊。 我現在看見這個這麼滋潤的平地。
And then Lot said, oh, that's okay. I see this fertile plain.
哇, 他們真的好像伊甸園那麼豐富。
Just like the Garden of Eden.
啊, 但伊甸園都很多試探的。
But indeed, there were much temptation in the Garden of Eden.
啊, 但他說都不要緊,看看。 那塊地就好像我剛剛在那裡回來的土地肥沃的埃及一樣。
And Lot was saying, wow, look at this plain, look at how rich and fertile this land is.
但埃及,經常在聖經,它被形容為,經常都有提到埃及,聖經經常提到埃及這個地方。
Often Egypt is mentioned in the Bible.
雖然埃及有時會提供給我們有避難的地方,
Though Egypt can be a land of refuge,
但更加被形容為屬靈的危險和充滿罪惡的地方。
But more so, Egypt has been described as a dangerous place spiritually.
啊, 正如創世記的作者摩西當時的情況一樣,
Just like the circumstance of the author of Genesis, 啊, 摩西, Moses.
摩西正在帶領一班剛剛離開埃及地的以色列人。
Moses was leading these Israelites out of Egypt.
叫佢唔好再留恋埃及呢个地方啊。
He told the people not to look back and want to go back to Egypt.
中国人有句叫做一见钟情。
And there's a saying of first love in Chinese.
哇！当我一睇见咧，我呢个咁大只嘅男嘅，或者咁靓嘅女嘅，哇！咁我即刻爱上呢个人啦。
After this very first look of this strong man or beautiful woman, I immediately fall in love.
但外表系会过去噶。
But appearance can fade.
而且外表是会呃人的。
And appearance can be deceptive.
当罗德只是看这个外表繁荣的地方，外表的繁荣的时候。
When Lot only looked at what appeared to be a fertile and prosperous plain,
他看不见在当中隐藏的危险。
He couldn't see what was hidden in as danger.
佐多瑪同摩拉呢兩個城市，佢將會係因為佢哋嘅最大惡極而會俾神咗毀滅。
These two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, would be destroyed by God due to their wickedness.
在第十節和十三節，那裡都在暗示給我們看，其實這兩個地方是多麼危險，以及它的終局會是什麼。
And in verses 10 and 13 of this chapter, it tells us, it implies the danger that Egypt, Sodom and Gomorrah would represent.
羅德他看不見。
But Lot couldn't see it.
罗德任由佢心中嗰个情欲去牵引佢带佢行。
Lot allowed his desires to lead him。
第十二节讲落个渐渐嘅将佢帐篷咧搬近呢个佐多玛。
And in verse 12, it tells us how Lot slowly but surely moved his tent toward Sodom and Gomorrah。
在第創世記十九章，佢更加講到咧，羅德更加成為呢個佐多瑪呢個城市一個好有名望嘅人。
And in chapter 19, the Bible tells us how Lot had become a very looked up to person in the city of Sodom.
羅德睇唔到個危險。
Lot could not see the danger that's hidden.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们做一个每一个决定的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as we decide on anything，
无论我们是一个移民，或者我们要住在边度的地方
，Whether we are an immigrant, whether we are looking at where we are going to live，
无论是我们的婚姻、我们的工作
，or it be our marriage, it be our career。
我哋做个决定系咪基于我哋所睇外表所睇到嘅嘢咧
？Are our decisions just based on what we can see？
系咪基于我哋心中所渴望想要得到嘅嘢咧
？Are they based on what our hearts desire and want？
或者系基于我哋所害怕嘅嘢咧
？Or based on what we fear？
但系呢度讲亚伯兰系佢凭住信心。在这个地上去过一个客旅的生活。
But here it tells us that Abram by faith was walking this sojourner's journey.
他的心就好像当时的大卫王他要逃难的时候。
His faith is like King David when he was in exile and fleeing for his life.
大卫保持佢对神嗰个信心。
David kept his faith in God.
当大卫嘅祭司话：，我将个约柜搬出嚟啦，咁我可以做保障。
And when the the priest under him, King David, wanted to take the Ark of the Covenant out. King David said no. Instead, King David in 2 Samuel 15:26 says, "Let him, that is God, do to me what seems good to him." Whatever God wants feels is good to him, and just let him make that will.
诗篇第31篇嘅15节，佢话：我终身嘅事亦都喺你嘅手里面。
And in Psalm 31:15, it tells us that my times are in your hand.
大卫话佢个时间啊，佢一生嘅时间，生同死都喺神嘅手里面。
And David says that his entire lifetime, from birth to death, is in the hands of God.
无论你顺利嘅逆境，
whether
我嘅生命都喺神嘅手里面。
Whether it is a good or trying times, his entire life is in God's hand.
约伯更加要咁样讲。
Job also says,
赏赐的是耶和华，收腿嘅也是耶和华，但耶和华嘅命系应当听重嘅。
Job says, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
他们不让他自己的旨意，自己的所渴求的成功来定义他的身份。
They did not base their identity upon what they want as success or what they want as something good.
因为他知道他们的身份，他们所拥有的，神已经在耶稣基督里面赐过给他们。
Because they know that their identity is given by Christ.
如果是这样的时候，我们就能够很自由地，很放胆地去顺从神的旨意。
In doing so, we can freely and without any anxiety put everything in the hands of God.
我们很放胆地去跟从神在我们生活中
We can courageously, without any reservation, follow what God had planned out for us.
跟住当罗德走咗之后啦，
so after Lot had gone,
唔知亚伯兰佢心里头有啲咩感受吓？
I wonder how Abram felt.
耶和华佢对亚伯兰个说话咧，定系确定咗亚伯兰嗰个决定系蒙神喜悦嘅。
What God has said to Abram had affirmed that Abram had chosen correctly.
第十五节佢讲吓，话神话咧将叫亚伯兰咧，佢所睇到嘅呢一切嘅地方咧，神都会赐俾佢同埋佢嘅后代。
In verse 15, God tells Abram, all the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever.
直到永远。
Forever.
亚伯兰他领受了神给他的应许。
Abram received what God had promised him.
虽然他还未得到他神所应许了给他的。
Even though he still has not yet received what was promised by God.
虽然他在有生之年还未看见这个应许的实现。
And during his lifetime, he didn't see that fulfillment of the promise.
你看见他紧紧地抓住神所给的应许。
But Abram tightly grasped on to God's promise.
因为神的应许不单止在未来的，在天上的产业。
Because not only is God's promise a future and a heavenly treasure.
因为佢现在佢能够拥有嘅就系神嘅自己。
But that also encompasses what he possesses right now is God Himself.
听日会点样样，冇人知道。
We don't know what tomorrow might bring.
但系佢信靠嗰位掌管明天嘅神。
But we trust in our God.
亚伯拉罕嘅信靠并不完全。
So the trust of Abram was not perfect.
但喺神应许佢嗰个后代嗰个要嚟嗰个基督嘅里面。
But that perfection is in the promised descendant, Jesus Christ.
基督佢完全去顺服父神嘅旨意。
Christ perfectly obeyed God's will.
基督佢放下喺佢天上嘅尊贵，降卑成为一个人。
Christ put away his glory and honor in heaven and came down here on earth.
用他的生命的很完全的活出神的旨意。
Christ's entire life lived out perfectly God's will.
正将这个完全顺服神这个功德归给一切是相信他基督的人。
And he gave this grace to all who believe in him.
基督在受魔鬼的试探里面。
When Jesus was tempted by Satan,
魔鬼曾经说会将万国的荣华都赐给耶稣。
Satan had tempted Christ and said he would, Satan would give all the honor and glory of all the nations to Christ.
但这一切本来都是属于神耶稣基督的。
But all the honor did belong to Christ.
这个试探就是说，如果你能，如果佢耶稣去拜佢嘅时候，咁耶稣就唔使上十字架去受苦，佢都可以攞到呢个世上嘅荣华啦。
The temptation of Satan was that if Christ would give in to his temptation, Jesus would not have to go.Be crucified on the cross.
但如果基督佢唔去被钉十字架流血而死
，But if Christ was never crucified, never shed his blood and died,
我哋个罪永远都唔得到赦免。
Our sin could never be forgiven.
所以耶稣佢面对十字架嘅时候，佢定不惧怕。
So when Christ facedThe cross, he was not afraid.
反而因顺服神的旨意，将自己交托给上帝。
By submitting to God's will, he put himself in God's hands.
很甘心乐意的去走上这个十字架的路。
He willingly walked that path to the cross.
就因为十字架上的代死，使到我们的罪得到赦免。
Because he died for us on the cross, our sins were forgiven.
并且有这个永生的应许
And we have that promise of eternal life.
就是因着这个这么宝贵的应许，我心里头不再惧怕。
It is because of this precious promise that we no longer need to fear.
我们就能够从这个很怕失去的这个这样的忧虑的里面去释放出来。
We are liberated from our worries and anxieties.
我们能够放胆的去信靠神的应许。
We can wholeheartedly trust in God's promises.
在信靠信服的当中，更加有喜乐的去敬拜神。
In trust and obedience, we are joyously able to worship Him.
就在我们今天的疫情的里面。
During this pandemic,
我们每天出去上班、上学，之后能够平安回到家。
We go out to school, we go to work, we can.Come back home safely.
我们每一餐饭，我们一起聚埋嘅一家人去感恩。
Every meal that we take with our family, we together give thanks to the Lord.
我们每一日嘅，我喺信靠神困难里面去平安嘅，能够平安度过嘅时候。
daily when we trust that the Lord would help us and protect us. In a broken relationship or when our life is in danger. We can experience God's providence and protection. All these are not random and happenstance. We need to thank God for His grace. That we will be much more joyous when we come on Sunday to worship Him corporately. Because each time we worship Him, we put our eyesight focus on Christ. When we worship this loving, gracious God, we can be encouraged once again. So that we are able to stand up against temptation. When we fear and obey God, we can live a sanctified life. That we can be more patient, more understanding toward our fellow brothers and sisters' weaknesses. Let us pray together. Lord, we are so filled with fears in our hearts. But sometimes those fears would make us not please you. And the fear would take us away from truly relying on you. Lord, please help us and help us to be encouraged by your word today. That we may fix our eyes on you. Just like Abram, who learned in his fear to continue to rely on you. That we will only love you, Lord. That we will love you more than what this world can give us. We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.